It's TechBiter Worldwide with Bill Blinn. The latest on programs and policies, helpful hints, and a bit of occasional nonsense. All in more or less plain English.
Podcast number 892 for the 26th of July, 2024. This week, doctored images, deepfake videos, and disinformation have us surrounded. So now it's time to identify the ways we can protect ourselves from all the lies. In short circuits, it's still easy to spot some manipulated photos or videos, but increasingly we're going to need artificial intelligence to help us identify the dreck that has been created by artificial intelligence. And even AI analysis won't protect us for very long, just as we must be the final line of defense against malware, spying, phishing, and social engineering. We need to learn how to deflect the lies being thrown at us. This is an election year, and it doesn't take a genius to expect an onslaught of fake images, manipulated videos, and lies. The threat increases every day that people will make important decisions that are based on falsehoods. Lying with photographs used to be fairly difficult. In Stalin's Soviet Union, people who had been liquidated were removed from photographs by means of physical manipulation. Photos were cut and reassembled. The photographs were then photographed, and the resulting images was further manipulated using an airbrush. Even the best efforts were clearly visible back then. Removing someone from an image today is trivial. In fact, it's a task that can be accomplished by many smartphones. Just a few years ago, making a video that purported to show a drunk Nancy Pelosi slurring her words required slowing down the video. It was a clumsy effort that was easily debunked, but a lot of people still believed it anyway. Today, it would be easy using readily available AI tools to manipulate both video and audio. So how can we protect ourselves from being fooled? One of the most effective methods involves thinking about the source of a photo or video or news story. Two resources are helpful, the All Sides Media Bias Chart and the Media Bias Fact Check, can help with information about bias and accuracy. You'll find links to both of those on the TechBiter Worldwide website this week. Information sourced from Reuters, ABC News, NPR, Fox Business, and the Washington Examiner can be treated as less biased, while items from Fox News, Breitbart, MSNBC, and Alternet need to be treated more with skepticism. Trust people who know what they're talking about. If I have a question about plumbing, I will ask a plumber, not an epidemiologist. But if I want information and advice on which vaccines I need and when, well, I'm going to depend on the epidemiologist and not the plumber. When someone is recognized as an expert in a field where they have several decades of experience, they are more likely to have useful, factual information than is a person who thought he was an expert on constitutional law last week, thought he was an expert on aerodynamics the week before that, and now thinks he's an expert on reasons why the Earth must be flat. When it comes to images, just looking closely can help. Manipulation, especially if it's been poorly done, will exhibit clear indications. Examine edges and backgrounds carefully. AI is smart enough to avoid creating repeating patterns most of the time, but that is one telltale sign of manipulation that's been done clumsily and manually with the clone tool. Several years ago, North Korea released a photo of a rocket launch. The launch had failed, but the manipulated photo made it appear to have been successful until observers called out repeating patterns in part of the image. AI eliminates a lot of the obvious flaws, and the images often have low resolution, which makes closer looks difficult. Sometimes you can just trust your senses. If something looks wrong about an image, even if you can't say exactly what it is, proceed with care. An image of a cat standing on a stage singing into a microphone is obviously not a real cat standing on a real stage. The stage, in fact, is a table, But if the table is in what appears to be a subway station, and it looks like it's the same height as the platform, even though it's in the track area, well, that's a pretty good sign it's not real either. Nor is the other cat on the platform. And there are lots of other problems that clearly mark the image as a fake. That image, by the way, is on the TechBiter Worldwide website this week, as are the other images I'll be talking about. What about a cat with a speech bubble and sunglasses? What's manipulated here? Well, obviously the cat didn't say the word represented in the speech bubble because, after all, cats don't speak in American English. The cat is real, but the sunglasses are fake, even though it would be possible to place fake sunglasses on a cat. These are entirely AI. I know because I did the work. But what else is fake? The background on the right is real, but I expanded the image on the left so I would have room for the speech bubble. Everything from the cat's whiskers to the left edge of the image is AI. Sometimes an image simply shrieks about manipulation. It would cost hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, to create a manipulated Burger King sign, and no restaurant owner would make the situation worse with the words you'll see on the sign on the TechBiter Worldwide website. If you look closely, you'll see that the letters are clearly manipulated. This image was posted to a Facebook group that's supposedly about poorly made real signs. Early responses indicated that nearly 100% of those who commented recognized it as a phony. And you may think that you've spotted a phony image, but find out it's real. A metal sculpture of a human skeleton walking a dinosaur skeleton is 100% real. It's located in South Dakota. The image you'll see on the TechBiter Worldwide website shows some serious fringing and color banding, but those are not signs of photo fakery. They simply indicate incompetent JPEG processing. A subreddit, Bad Photoshop, which you'll find a link to on the TechBiter Worldwide website, is a good resource if you want to learn more about spotting fakes. Some of the clues to look for in images. AI often likes to place lights in the background. Now, that's not a clear image of fakeness because people do put lights in various places, but it is something to watch for. Sometimes something obvious is missing, such as maybe a sink that has no water faucets. Look for random objects in the background that seem unrelated or out of place. Lighting is often too good, and you'll see detail in both near-white areas and near-black areas. Granted, this is something a competent photographer can do, but in snapshots, you'll rarely see that kind of quality. And maybe when you're looking at the image, you'll see an object that just simply doesn't look right, even if you can't define what doesn't look quite right. When there's a URL or domain name in the image, try going to the website because you might find the site is dedicated to science fiction and fantasy come true. Well, in that case, you need to go no further. You know it's a fake. But if you're still not sure, look for transitions from sharp focus to blurred areas that are too rapid or designs that would simply not be permitted in the real world. You'll see a picture of a tram on the TechBiter Worldwide website with what appears to be an object that's shaped like a cat's head in front of the operator's position. This wouldn't be allowed in the real world because it would block the operator's view. This may seem all too much like Spy versus Spy, the old Mad Magazine feature, or the battle between police and the manufacturers of radar detectors. AI is needed to create convincing fakes that are hard for people to identify, but AI can also be used to spot the fakes. These days, you don't have to be a skilled artist or a skilled videographer to create phony photos and videos. As of today, AI does a pretty good job of spotting the phonies, but the technology continues to improve. Adobe has shown some astonishing technology, some of which is already available. It offers real-world benefits, but it can be misused. That's true of any tool, of course, and there is no putting the genie back in the bottle. We just need to become more adept at identifying the work of those who would fool us to their own benefit. And manipulation might not always involve computers at all. The longest viaduct in the United Kingdom is in Wales. A photo that's intended to be very dramatic makes the viaduct appear much more narrow than it actually is, and the angle obscures a walkway. That makes it look even more dangerous. A second photo from above and looking from the other direction more accurately depicts what's really there. Visitors can walk across the viaduct, canoe across it, or even ride a canal boat. And sometimes we can learn more about a photo by finding out where it has been displayed in the past. The RevEye Reverse Image Search plugin is available for Chrome-based browsers as well as for Firefox. RevEye submits the image to Google Lens, Bing, Yandex, which is a Russian search engine, and TinEye. Somebody created an unconvincing image of someone exercising in a gym. If you think the head just looks wrong, you are absolutely right. The depth of field is wrong. The head is clearly a cutout. The shadows aren't right. And using the reverse image search plugin, I found another photo that is probably from the very same photo shoot. Not the exact image used for the fake ad, but one very likely taken during the same session. State-sponsored meme makers in North Korea, China, and Russia are doing everything in their power to create additional divisions in the West in general and in the United States in particular. Phony images, rumors, and fake stories are their ammunition, and they're quite good at it. We need to be equally good when it comes to identifying the lies. Let's consider some additional strategies and resources in short circuits in just a moment. If you find these podcasts useful, and I hope you do, might you consider a donation? There are no ads here, and support from listeners is the sole source of income. It's easy. Just visit the website and click the donate button near the top of any page. You can make a one-time donation or schedule a repeating donation every month. I thank you. And so does the cat. In short circuits, when you see an image that's designed to enrage, maybe it's a good idea to stop for a moment and check it out. If you share images with others, there's a good chance that you have passed on at least one fraudulent image at some point. I have done this occasionally when an image aligned with my biases, or when I believed that the persons I received the images from would have checked their validity. Something like 3 billion images are uploaded to the internet every day, and a surprising number contain misinformation or disinformation. Sometimes it's as simple as an image being cropped to exclude important information or misrepresentation about the location of a legitimate image. In other cases, the image has been manipulated or created entirely by AI. An article in Science Direct by Aaron Newman and Norbert Schwartz note that an image can be used to lie accidentally or intentionally, and it describes 5 common ways that are used to tell the truth or lie. There's a link to the article on the TechBiter Worldwide website this week. Here are the 5 methods. Probative, real photos that provide evidence for claims made in accompanying text. Slanted, real photos that provide a biased representation of claims made in the accompanying text. Repurposed might be real photos taken at a different event or for a different purpose. These are presented as evidence for claims made in the accompanying text. False, these would be fake photos, either altered or made up from scratch, presented as evidence for claims that are made in the text. And finally, decorative, real or fake photos that are semantically related to the claim made, but not presented as evidence. These actually can be quite damaging. For example, a stock photograph that is not associated in any way with the accompanying text, but can increase the perceived veracity of the text. The article explains why identifying fake images is so difficult. Slanted, repurposed, and decorative images can only be identified by carefully considering their relation to the text. Slanted and repurposed photos are particularly challenging. Spotting fake images is easier, requiring only that the viewer look for signs of tampering, such as the quality of the alterations. The article notes research found that AI-generated white faces seem more real than white human faces, and that AI faces of other races are indistinguishable from human faces. The research says that people think they can identify fake photos when they actually perform poorly at that task. The problem is more difficult for older people, the researchers say, and while the performance can be improved through training, AI continues to improve, making the process even harder. Fortunately, AI analysis outperforms human discernment, at least for now. Among the most troubling of the findings is growing concern about deepfakes that may cause people to doubt all images. While such distrust can improve critical reasoning and identification of misleading information, they say, it also undermines trust in the media and impairs the beneficial societal functions and trust in institutions. To avoid the situation known as throwing the baby out with the bathwater, it's important for humans to improve their ability to spot fakery and use tools that can assist. So, here are a few. X-Info reads information stored in the image file if the information is still there. Sometimes it has been removed. It's important to know that exchangeable image file format and International Press Telecommunications Council data can be modified and removed, but those sources are still a pretty good way to get hints about when and where a photo originated. Photo forensics, which you'll find a link to on the TechBiter Worldwide website, includes EXIF and IPTC information and adds error-level analysis to highlight parts of an image that were added to it after editing. After processing a photo, the program produces an image with the edited parts highlighted. A friend posted an image he had taken of some mushrooms. He mentioned that there were no Smurfs present, so I downloaded his image, added Papa Smurf, and uploaded it again with the note that he really needed to look closer. When I gave the image to Photo Forensics and selected the ELA function, it clearly indicated that the Smurf character had been added to the original photo. Here's how it works. JPEG's lossy compression is normally applied uniformly to an image, so the level of compression artifacts is expected to be consistent across the image. When something is added from another photograph, the compression artifacts often differ, and when they do, the ELA analysis can make them visible. But this works only with lossy images, so it's useless with TIFF, BMP, or PNG images that don't use lossy compression. GIF images, which don't have the artifacting associated with JPEG images, also cannot be analyzed with ELA because the color space in the GIF image will be 256 or fewer colors. Just as protective software won't protect computer users from malware, hackers, phishing, and other threats entirely, we can't depend on tricks, software, and artificial intelligence to protect us from deepfake images and videos. Not being fooled by the fakery depends on human brain power. One additional set of steps we can take to identify fakes, particularly deepfakes that can be nearly impossible to detect by spotting inconsistencies and oddities, relies on the acronym SIFT. Stop, investigate the source, find better coverage, and trace the original content. We all suffer from what's called confirmation bias. When we see an image, a video, or some text that coincides with our own worldview, we tend to believe it. Maybe you've seen a photo that claims to show Donald Trump being pushed to the ground and arrested by a uniformed police officer. Of course, it was a fake, but some people did pass it on as being an accurate depiction of a real event. That's where SIFT comes in. Currently, we rely too much on telltale signs of manipulation. I mentioned those previously, but the software is improving, and we can't depend on spotting an anomaly. I've seen some of what Adobe is working on, applications that have legitimate reasons to exist, but that can be used to make images and videos that lie very convincingly. So sift. Stop. Before you pass on a video or image or text, think about it. This is doubly important if the item is one that either enrages you or delights you based on your confirmation bias. Look at the photo or video, read the text carefully, and ask yourself if you really believe with certainty that it's accurate. Investigate the source. Where did it come from? If it's from a far-left or far-right publication, website, or Facebook group, do your homework. Look for additional reports that include the same image and not just duplicate posts of the original. Third, find better coverage. Look for reports of the event in some of the centrist publications and websites. If you can't find it there, be skeptical. Check Ground News, and there's a link to Ground News on the TechBiter Worldwide website, to see if what you're looking for is being reported exclusively by the right or exclusively by the left. And finally, trace the original content. If you're still not sure at this point, it's time to see if you can find the source of the original image. The RevEye reverse image search that I mentioned earlier uses multiple search engines to find the location where the image first appeared. In the end, it comes down to all of us. We need to take care when we share information. Being careful doesn't mean that you'll never make a mistake and share something that was actually created in Moscow or Beijing or Pyongyang, but it does give you a fighting chance. Thanks for listening to TechBiter Worldwide. I'm Bill Blinn. There's more on the website, techbiter.com, and if you have a question or a comment, use the contact link you'll find there. Stop by again next week for another session.